Blog Talk Radio. thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. 818-301-5834. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. I see there are a few people joining the show right now. Welcome to the show. Hey, before I get into today's episode, yesterday was, well, here in Atlanta, here at the house, it was just a downpour yesterday. The rain just, I mean, it didn't come out of nowhere because we were outside. We were tailgating before the game, during the game, after the game. But, and we tailgated here at the house, right? And I invited some friends over and we had a big time. Anyway, we sitting outside, jamming, doing stuff or whatever, and, it gave a couple of thunders, it gave the warning, right? A couple of thunders here and there, but, hey, we just kept going, right? I mean, what else are we going to do? Then all of a sudden, bam, it just came out of nowhere, and just started, I mean, downpour. And I had one of my TVs outside, and but something told me to get a tent to put over it, put up all, the little tailgate tents like you use, and I put that over it, and that worked out well. It saved me, right? But it was this pouring down. But it's funny because the last time we went to we tailgated at the Carolina Panthers game last year. Was it last year or year before? I don't know. I think it was last year. We tailgated at the Carolina Panthers game, and we tailgate, we go in the game, watch the game, we come out of the game, we start partying some more, and it just started crashing down. It just started raining like crazy on the seat, even the last time at that tailgate at the Panthers game. So it's funny, it's a coincidence, I guess, that next time I tailgate, and I'm tailgating at the house, and it just came crashing down, right? But overall, we had a great time. I had a lot of friends over. We had a great time. And, sometimes that's why I want to get together more with people because, as we get older and work all the time and not a lot of time to socialize, then when you do get together and socialize, you blow it way out of proportion. You do too much. At least I did. And so, but, hey, I'll have another one in a couple of weeks, okay? I'll have another one in a couple of weeks, and we'll have a good time. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, today's episode, guys, is entitled, Where Are the Saints fans? Where are the Saints fans? Okay, I want to hear from y'all if you want to talk. But you're probably hiding, okay? And that's cool. But there was a guy at work. He was just going around. You could hear him from a ways away. He just scream out, "Who that? Who that?" You know. And he went to the game. So today, and he comes into work. Okay, everybody's ragging him, right? And he's got on a T-shirt under his suit, right? So I'm like, "What T-shirt you got on?" So he opened up his shirt like Superman. He opened up his uniform like Superman, and he's showing me the New Orleans Saints. He bought a New Orleans Saints Super Bowl champion shirt. Okay, now damn where he was coming from. Okay, now since he lost, he comes in with a Super Bowl shirt because that's where he wants to go. He comes in with a Super Bowl shirt, so he says, "Hey, where are y'all Super Bowl shirts? Where are the Falcons Super Bowl shirts?" Well, we don't have one, right? Not yet. That don't matter. What matters is we spanked that yesterday. We spanked the Saints yesterday, okay? And now the game started off. We started off kind of slow in the game, but the Saints forgot that they had to play in the second half. So we come in the second half and played a much better game, okay? And I tell you how out of it I was yesterday by the time the game was over. I didn't even know that the game went into overtime. Okay? I didn't even know the game went into overtime. I just thought we got to the end of regulation and kicked the field goal or whatever and won the game. Okay? I didn't know that we went into overtime. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, I'd like to hear from some Saints fans. Now, y'all may be still on the bus riding home, but it's a long ride, right? It's a long ride back to New Orleans from Atlanta, especially after you've lost. Okay? That's a long ride back after you've lost. Now, if you guys have won, it'd be a great ride, right? A great ride back. But because y'all lost, the ride was horrible. I know it was. You come all this way. You come to an end to Atlanta on Friday. You party like crazy. And then, now we got to let ourselves calm down and drive back home. Right? And then that's the whole thing. But you come for the party. You come to party. Right? Then you got tickets to the game. So you're able to have a good time. And they were partying like crazy during the first half of the game. They partying. They got the signs up, all this. But, hey, the Falcons came in there and put it to them. I love it. Because when people always talking, and then when their team loses, and they're sore after that. They're trying to deflect the blows, right? You're trying to deflect the blows, open up his shirt. I'm like, "Where y'all Super Bowl shirt at?" Hey, we don't need it. We'll get one. Hey, that's their only one, right? That's their only Super Bowl. They got one. Who cares? We're talking about now. Stop living in the past. 818-301-5834. And today's episode is, where are the Saints fans? All right? I don't know what happened to the Saints. I don't know what happened. They just didn't play a better game. That's all I can say. And I'm going to say this, too. We're coming to New Orleans to spank y'all. We're coming to New Orleans to spank y'all. You're talking about, wait till you come to New Orleans. Well, we're coming, and we're going to spank y'all. It won't be till December or whatever, but we're going to come in there, and we're going to spank y'all in New Orleans. That's my prediction. I'm sticking with it. Okay? And that's what's going to happen. Right? That's what's going to happen. Now, another piece of news that I got today, and I don't know if you guys have heard it already, but the Baltimore Ravens, y'all know Ray Rice, he's the one that he was suspended for two games from the league. The league suspended him for two games for domestic violence, and he's the one that supposedly beat up on his girlfriend or hit his girlfriend, knocked her out or whatever, and drug her off the elevator, and the video showed him dragging her off the elevator. Now, today, the entertainment company, TMZ, they leaked the video. Okay, they leaked the full video. And I don't know what the video showed, but today the Ravens cut Ray Rice. They cut him. Okay, he's suspended. He can't play the first two games, but they cut him. They cut him for, I assume, because the video got leaked. I don't know. I don't get that. I don't know why they cut him. I guess they have to read about that, but I don't know why they cut Ray Rice. But they did. They cut him, so he's out there for another team to pick up his services. And you didn't like he's a slouch, because he's not. He's not a slouch. So what's the deal? Do y'all think it was, or do y'all think it is because of the video, something that was on the video? Or is he doing bad in football? It's got to be the video, right? Got to be. Now, I got a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
What's happening, man? Yeah, you just touched up on that you just touched up on that video. I think it's a double standard. Everybody that reached the opinion. So I don't know if it's like it's a money thing. You know, you leaked half the video the first time. They gave the guy the punishment. Everybody had their opinion. So now here, a few weeks later, you released the whole video. Excuse me. The whole video show, he hit her. But you see her rush him. And, I mean, he hit her like she was a dude, knocked her out. And the NFL is to the point now that they got a high standard, and you got a lot of these damn housewives, rich women that don't have a damn thing to do but sit around and watch TV and complain about things. So the NFL is under a lot of pressure. They got to react, okay? Not only has Raven cut him, the NFL have banned him. He may not never play professional football ever again.
Sure enough, I didn't know they banned him.
Yeah, they suspended him. They suspended him indefinitely. In other words, he may not never play football again. Just
wow.
Like that, them damn rich white women. Rich people. Wives sit at home, don't have a damn thing to do with sit and watch TV and put their dogs in their laps. beat of people, sit down. I'm at work, and your damn housewife at the Falcon training camp was protesting against Michael Vick about this Peter thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing that public opinion, man, like I said, the NFL got a standard now that they got to depict, you know. You got to, just like that woman got on, that woman from CNN said there and raised hell about, what old boy name, when he made a comment about it, and ESPN suspended him.
Yeah.
What the black commentator name? Oh, I can't think of his name.
Stephen A.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That lady from CNN said there and said he should suspend, he should lose his job. But you don't see him, Stephen A, on that radio show. Now, he actually got his own radio show on satellite radio between 1 and 3.
Right.
But, when you touch up on that, I went online and checked it out. They actually showed a whole video now. You can go to TMZ.com.
Yeah.
And you can see he said something to her, and she charged him. But he hit her, man, and it's something off. My thing is a double standard. They knew this back when all this started. Now here you come 3-4 weeks later, you released the whole video. I mean, that's a double standard. Okay, you don't punish me. I take the punishment. Okay, somebody want to make some more money, so now he released the whole video. Okay, now we're going to release you all together. And then the NFL step in and say, well, you know, we're going to suspend you indefinitely. And then I just heard a few minutes ago about how some of his teammates don't turn their back on him because they just seen the whole video.
Yeah, see, and, I don't know what was said or what happened in court or whatever, but I don't know if he lied in court. You think he lied in court or they just saw the rest of the video?
And you know what, that was the video at the courtroom. Yeah, I'm sure they did too, but you know, we're over the trial and my thing is, we don't want to try out with the law, and I don't got my punishment from the law. Now I lose my job. You know, this is how I'm making my living. But what the hell goes on with me and my old lady is our business. Hell, my job going to pick what goes on with my livelihood. As long as I show up and perform my job well, that's all you need to worry about. I don't feel the fact that your job can just pick what the hell goes on in your household.
Well, it's like, I was saying earlier today that, you know, if someone at work, if someone at your job had to take a drug test and they found drugs in the system, they'll get fired, right? But you know, you go and some of these guys, like the guy Wes Welker from the Denver Broncos, they found meth in his system. He was messing. This guy been messing with Molly, whatever that Molly. He was doing Molly. And it had some kind of amphetamines in it, and that's what showed up in his system. I don't know how long he gets suspended for, 4 games without pay, but he's still able to come back.
Yeah, but see, they feel that affects your job performance, but. You know, domestic violence, you come home and you had a heated argument with your old lady, you know, what goes on in your household that stays at home. But see, the person that's sitting there releasing that video of that man just disrupted this man's whole household and his livelihood. And, you know, but, you know, like you said, the drug thing, they figure that it has something to do with your job or phone. But what the hell goes on in my house when I get here is my business. And, sure enough, you're going to have an argument in your life. It's nobody alive that they had an argument in their relationship with them. But, you know, I don't sit there and think it's okay that you knock your old lady ass out in the elevator. That's ridiculous.
Right. Right.
But, you know, like I say, the NFL is a public place, man. And you got to watch what you do and watch what you say, man. Bottom line.
Right. Right. Right.
But, you know, that's it, man. I'll talk to you.
All right. You know. I appreciate your call, but.
You got it.
All right. So, again, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show, and we're about out of time. I'm going to eat me some Mexican food. I got a taste for Mexican tonight. So I'm going to take my family out. We're going to go eat some Mexican and come back, and I'm going to crack. I had a long, long day on yesterday. All right? So, hey, guys, take care of yourselves. I have a great show for you tomorrow, another great show tomorrow. Listen in, 6:30 p.m. I'll see you.